This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Monday for the Middle East following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect early on Friday. This is Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. He will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts as part of Washington's efforts to build on the Gaza truce. The secretary will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem and with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that Blinken will meet with Israeli leaders about what he called our ironclad commitment to Israel's security. And Biden continued that Blinken, quote, will continue our administration's efforts to rebuild ties to and support for Palestinian people and leaders after years of neglect. Biden said the United States will work with regional partners to ensure immediate assistance reaches Gaza in a way that benefits the people there and not Hamas. On Sunday, Blinken spoke to CNN and told them our focus right now relentlessly is on dealing with the humanitarian situation, starting to do reconstruction and rebuild and engage intensely with everyone, with Palestinians, with Israelis, with partners in the region. And again, that was Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking to CNN on Sunday. Turkey and Poland have signed a deal for the sale of Turkish-made combat drones. The agreement was signed Monday during Polish President Andrzej Duda's three-day visit to Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the deal makes Poland the first NATO and European Union member country to purchase Turkey's unmanned aerial vehicles. This is VOA News.